This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government cannot force states to raise their minimum wage levels, but it can raise wages for its contractors. It'll be $10.10 an hour now that it's 2015. But as Tim Fitzsimmons reports, just how many will benefit from this is not clear.
The federal minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. Today's jump affects only new federal contract workers. But the thing is, according to David Cooper at the Economic Policy Institute, the government barely keeps track of the contractors working for it.
I would be hesitant to even estimate a ballpark number of how many workers would be affected by that change.
Here's what we do know.
Federal contractors tend to be paid very well, even in the service positions.
That's Kevin Brancato, a defense analyst with Bloomberg Government. He says, for instance, there are lots of well-paid contractors in the area around Washington, D.C. He sees the biggest impact as being mostly regional in cheaper parts of the country.
If you have a military base, which is in the middle of nowhere, which has a relatively low cost of living, there are also going to be relatively few workers there.
It's not just the cooks and cleaners on military bases. It's the people who sell concessions at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington and the people who sew military uniforms. They'll now be making $10.10, more than other minimum wage workers. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.